So they want to impeach the president. They want to impeach Donald Trump. We don't know what for. We don't know why. We just know that's what they want to do. And it is such a waste of our time. It is such a waste of the government's resources that you pay for, that you, the taxpayer, pay for, that I think it makes you want to start a riot in the streets. It's so frustrating. They should be working for your benefit, and instead your money is being spent on this nonsense. And I find it to be an absolute disgrace. What they are doing to the president is so unjust and so dishonest and so unfair that the American people need to rally behind the truth and show these Democrats who are wasting our time and money who is in charge, and it's us. Impeach him! Impeach him!
Impeach him! Impeach him! Impeach him!
Shut up, lady. That's like the entire Democrat Party now. You know, she used to be this kook, and now that's what the entire party sounds like. Our sponsor today is Keeps. How about you don't lose your hair, right? I can help you with that because you may not know that the main cause of your hair loss could be a hormone called DHT. But there's a solution. The FDA has approved two hair loss treatment products that help you control your DHT and prevent hair loss. It's even triggered hair regrowth in a good percentage of guys. Until now, however, those products were very expensive and they required a doctor visit. But not anymore. Keeps offers the generic versions of those two FDA-approved hair products. So not only are they up to 90% effective, they're totally affordable, and I got you half off to get you started. With Keeps, you can save your hair without even leaving your couch. You answer a few questions, snap a few pics of your hair, and a licensed doctor will review your info and recommend the right hair loss treatment for you. Then it's shipped discreetly to your door. So if you're tired of losing your hair, I got you a free online doctor consult and 50% off your first order. Yes, 50% off. Go to keeps.com/today. That is keeps.com/today. All right, so they're trying to impeach President Trump, trying to get him out of office. They have no ideas as to what they can oppose him on, and they have no ideas that they're offering to the American people, so they're just saying, oh, well, we'll just impeach him on nothing. And they're upset because the president is not cooperating with the ongoing impeachment inquiry. And why should he? Why should President Trump cooperate with their BS? And that's what it is. It is BS. The House Democrats issued a subpoena for the U.S. ambassador to the EU, Gordon Sondland, and then they did another one to the State Department, and the State Department directed him not to testify. So it's this whole hullabaloo, and it's really just a soap opera, because they're not impeaching him. They can't. We've told you before, they don't have the votes in the Senate. So the media is just now, they're trying to play up the fact that now the public supports impeachment. So what? The poll conducted Monday and Tuesday shows that 50% of registered voters surveyed would support the Senate's removing Trump from office, while 43% opposed the president's removal. 7% of voters were undecided. You know what? I mean, at a certain point, maybe this is a good thing, because there will be no opportunity except to accept the reality that you can't get this man out of office without beating him in the 2020 election, and that's not gonna happen. And so when he's reelected in 2020, they're gonna all look like fools. We've said it before, he's not going to be convicted by the Senate, which is required. So what are they trying to pull on the American people? What is the strategy here? The strategy is to waste our time and money. And government seems to be great at that. And Democrats in particular seem to be great at that. You know, I'm so sick of this whole impeachment shenanigan. Have they come forward with a single impeachable offense? No, they're still in the process of trying to find it. They're trying to find what they're going to impeach him on. That's why they're issuing all of these subpoenas and instigating all of these investigations. They are trying to find something to impeach him for because they don't have anything. You know, little Adam Schiff, God bless his soul, he tried. He attempted to fabricate a phone call with Donald Trump, tried to basically make up out of thin air a call that the president had with the president of Ukraine, but that was unsuccessful because Donald Trump released the actual transcript. So the lies that Adam Schiff told didn't exactly go over well when you have the actual words of the actual phone call that went down. So now Nancy Pelosi, she's trying to subpoena Giuliani, she's trying to subpoena the State Department to find out exactly what was done that's impeachable. And they have zilch, they have nada. No one has any evidence of an impeachable offense, so they are literally wasting everyone's time. You can't just impeach the guy because you don't like him. That's not how America works. That's not how republicanism works. You know, it's the one thing that the Democrats are good at because they have no other playbook. They have no other ideas that appeal to the American people. You know, their big draw, their big idea, the Green New Deal is idiotic. They know it. So this is the only thing that they have to work with. And so this is what our news cycle is consumed with. And it's boring. And frankly, it's tiresome because they don't have any meat. They don't have any actual substance to impeach him on. You know, at least when Bill Clinton, you know, he got a little bit of oral action in the Oval Office, and then he lied about it. At least that was an impeachable offense, lying under oath. They don't have anything to impeach Donald Trump on. They simply do not like the guy, and I hate to break it to you, but that's not how a republic functions. You cannot impeach a president because you disagree with his policies, because you don't like his style, because you don't like his hair. The entire Democrat Party has gone bananas, and it's a shame that the country now has to be held hostage to their utter BS. So libertarians, they're a funny kind of people. And, you know, they have their theories about free markets and liberty. But then when it comes down to actual freedom and liberty, every single policy they advocate for works against the interests of Americans and thereby against the interests of freedom. Let's take this latest example in Treason magazine. As the U.S. and China reopen trade talks, Trump ought to change his strategy. Oh, please. This is horse crap. Oh, but my free markets. Oh, but my free markets. Oh, I worship the markets. Oh, let me grovel at your feet. Free markets. Tariffs are evil. No, you want to know who's evil? China is evil. But Treason magazine is worried because this trade war keeps escalating. And they say the Commerce Department on Tuesday announced that it would blacklist 28 Chinese-owned companies in retaliation for China's treatment of the Uyghurs and other Muslim minority groups. And we're supposed to believe that's a bad thing? Sorry, Uyghurs. I know being locked in a concentration camp where you're harvested for your organs must be tough, but business is business, and we've got to overlook that suffering, that pain, that death and destruction because we want to maintain access to your captors' markets. Great idea. You know, these people, they want to pretend that they're so principled, that they have values. No, these people are totally devoid of principles the moment those principles get in the way of these giant corporations' bottom line. That is why I reject libertarianism. You know, I used to say I'm a conservative, with libertarian tendencies. No, these people are absolutely devoid of principles. They are grifters, and they have no fewer principles than the neocons they love to attack. Because you've got to be an absolute moron to think that this trade war is just about actual trading of goods. It's about bringing China to heel. You know, it was a mistake to allow China into the International Monetary Fund and the World Bank. And, you know, the idea was that in opening them up for trade, they wouldn't just take our goods. No, China would adopt our values. They would take on Western values. Couldn't have been more wrong. You know, they did end up opening up their markets, but they have absolutely not accepted any bit of westernization and instead have been doing the exact opposite. They've been exploiting us and stealing our intellectual property for decades in order to fuel advancement in their own industries. So these tariffs, yeah, getting people to buy American steel is important, but that's not all that it's about. That's a side effect, all right? These tariffs are about getting China to realize that we're not messing around anymore. Because please, we don't have free trade with the Chinese, and we never would have it if it weren't for someone coming in and saying enough is enough. So this is absolutely necessary if we want to keep our strong economy and we want to keep our strong standing in the world. So this article from Treason comes at an especially idiotic time when you consider how public opinion has swayed in the last week with the bullcrap from the NBA. the NBA standing against freedom and in favor of the Chi-Coms. You think regular Americans don't see that? No, regular Americans are finally having their eyes opened to what a threat China is. For the last 3 years, a disproportionate amount of energy was wasted focusing on Russia, Russia, collusion, when China is the real threat. But now the American people are seeing that our great competitor is not Russia, is not Putin. No, it's China. And they can only stay a great competitor if we allow them, if we allow the Chinese to continue to leech off of us. But yeah, sure, we're gonna quit the trade wars right now because what, three industries are temporarily bearing the brunt among an otherwise extremely strong economy? I don't think so. You know, globalism. But my free trade, people who are slaves to the free market, will be great for the CEOs, right? It's going to be great for the head of these multinational corporations, going to be wonderful for the financial sector, but it will be ruinous for the middle class. And that's why we need to put America first. America first, which is what Donald Trump campaigned on, isn't America only. However, it is refusing to sacrifice our nation's best interests so that companies like Amazon can hire cheap labor in other countries to sell you cut-rate goods while you mull around like a zombie with nothing to do but participate in the opioid crisis. Okay, China? So thanks, but no thanks, Treason Magazine. Are you really free minds? You know, that's what you put on your masthead, free minds. Are you really free minds when you are stuck worshiping profit at the expense of your own country?
I don't think so. I don't think so.
And I don't either. You principle lacking scallywags. You are an embarrassment to the right. And I'll be the first one to say your publication, Treason, isn't worth the paper it's printed on. A reminder to everyone, I'd really appreciate it if you'd please rate, review, and subscribe to the White House Brief podcast. It will make sure the truth rises above all the other stuff out there. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks for listening.